The Alaska Aerospace Corporation launched a subsidiary, Aurora Launch Services, last week. It'll focus on providing support for customers to launch vehicles with smaller satellite payloads into orbit. And it'll also be cheaper, says Craig Campbell, president and CEO of Alaska Aerospace, because they won't use state employees anymore. Instead, they'll hire contractors for services on demand.
Now you're only paying for the launch services when you need the launch services. So one of the problems we've had in the past, or one of the costs we've had in the past, has been keeping a large employee force paid on payroll even when we had no launches. And by going to Aurora, now you only contract for the services when you have a customer that's going to launch from your facility.
He says the company is wholly owned by AAC. After its 2014 launch failure, the corporation went 2 years without a launch and laid off many employees. But Campbell says now business is coming back.
The best way to now be able to address the business that we're getting is to just pay by the drink. Bring on the people you need for the launch time that you need them and not have to pay them year-round. It also is an opportunity to provide more Alaskans jobs, and specifically for people that live in Kodiak.
Most jobs will be in launch operations or facility maintenance, says Campbell. There'll also be a handful of full-time employees and then a number of part-time employees that'll be flexible and determined by contracts. He says that the corporation hopes to continue range and telemetry services for a New Zealand launch site as well as add an equatorial launch site in Hawaii or the Mariana Islands in order to offer both polar and equatorial launches. John Kramer will serve as the subsidiary's president. He says there's no other company that'll be able to do what Aurora will do.
The subsidiary will be able to provide launch services for any customer, any place in the world, who has a desire to bring in a team to be able to launch their vehicles.
Kramer says that Aurora should be fully operational within the year, and he adds that they could hire their first employees over the next couple of months.